Now it's time for another Day Page. I'm Rex Latchford here, and today we're going to look at Der Spiegel, or Spiegel Online International. It's the English version of Der Spiegel, Germany's newspaper, but it's also, at least the last time I checked, the largest newspaper in Europe, and we're going to take a look at Der Spiegel headlines this morning for a change. At the top of the online edition is a slow death, how the war is destroying Syria's economy. It's certainly been going on long enough. Under the scope, photo gallery, the Syria question, photo gallery, Chinese architect greens the skyline, pretty wild-looking building. Photo gallery, defending the tribe in Brazil. Photo gallery, a touch of pinko, some statues painted pink. Yeah, it's a communist thing. Photo gallery, Germany's ugliest buildings, and there are certainly plenty of those. Jet hijinks, intruder was fast asleep in Merkel's bed. Vulcan T was reported on Tuesday to have been fast asleep in a bed used by Chancellor Angela Merkel when police boarded the government jet, where he had partied in his underpants, high on drugs. She wasn't there. Prosecutors have yet to find a motive. New shelter protests, asylum fears feed far-right support in Berlin. Aid debate. Merkel leaves door open to Greek debt cut. NSA revelations. Merkel rival calls for suspension of trade talks. That would be with the United States, no doubt. Finland's language war. Nationalists seek end to mandatory Swedish lessons. Miranda detention. Blatant attack on press freedom. So we see that the Europeans are still very interested in the NSA story, whereas here in the United States, it's sort of dropped off the radar of the lamestream media for the moment. And there is a section on the front page here, NSA spying uncovered. Merkel and the NSA, a scandal that just won't die. Spying on its own, the NSA's deep bag of tricks. Ally and target, U.S. intelligence watches Germany closely. NSA blame, Merkel's risky campaign strategy could backfire. And NSA aftermath, German firms scramble to boost data protection. And that last story is interesting because I believe that the economic impact of the NSA scandal is going to be one of the lasting effects of it. And it's one of the reasons that the likes of the NSA and its chief supporter, President Obama, are likely to be thinking very hard about maintaining the status quo. I do tend to think that they are going to want to continue the status quo, which is most unfortunate because it's going to lever up or increase the damage resulting over the long term. But turning now to the story in Der Spiegel, German companies have long suspected China and Russia of trying to steal their secrets, but the NSA scandal has turned their attention west, forcing them to worry about prying American eyes and to rapidly bolster security measures. Building 14 of SAP's service center seems to as secure as Fort Knox, but in the end, it isn't the exterior walls of meter-thick reinforced concrete that give off this impression, nor is it the security cameras or the high-tech steel gate. In fact, the latter wasn't even working a few weeks ago, as can be seen from the handwritten note taped to it saying, "Gate broken, please open manually." What really makes this building in southwestern Germany secure is a state-of-the-art fingerprint verification system. The computer center is filled with servers containing data on this German software giant and thousands of other companies, together making up a giant library of secret company information spanning much of Europe. To get into it, visitors must pass through 5 security control points, each equipped with its own fingerprint scanner. Only 5 authorized fingers are given access, and only when they're still attached to living individuals, unlike in the movies. No one gets into the building with severed fingers. In other words, it would be wrong to say that efforts aren't made to protect business secrets in Germany. On the contrary, the precautionary measures taken by German companies sometimes read like a chapter from a John Grisham novel, or in some cases, like pages from a medical textbook on paranoia. And the article goes on. It's a good one. And we've been looking at Der Spiegel today, Spiegel Online International. But that's it for today's Day Page. You can find all the past Day Pages at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb. Have a great day, and join me tomorrow for another Day Page.